Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1306. It never gets easier. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. It Never Gets Easier by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Earlier this month, I wrote an article about the suck that is felt when pushing yourself through a challenging workout. There is no other way to describe the feeling that's experienced when pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. To put it bluntly, it sucks. There is no joy, just an ample dose of physical and mental anguish. Following my recent article about the suck, one reader left a comment that warrants more attention. It's packed full of truth and is certainly worthy of a follow-up discussion. First, I will read the comment, and then I'll share my own thoughts. Quote, "It's not all transcendental feelings of joy, epiphanies, and self-satisfaction. The pain needs to be acknowledged without self-censorship. It is there, and when you reach a high level of fitness, it doesn't go away. In fact, it sometimes gets worse because you can endure it for a longer period of time." End quote. Accept reality. Speaking as a coach, I've never been one to mince words. I don't sugarcoat anything in the gym. If I'm training you, you will know exactly how I feel. You're going to get the truth whether you want it or not. And one of the first truths I tell my athletes is that no matter how bad it is on day one, it never gets any easier. It will always be tough. Whatever sucks today will probably suck tomorrow, next month, next year, and forever. Training to become the best isn't supposed to be easy or enjoyable. The joy comes after the fact. You are welcome to take pride in your work and celebrate your success, but never be fooled to believe that the process itself is supposed to be fun. Hard work is supposed to be hard. That's it. If it was easy, everyone would do it. A recent example. Earlier this week, I took an Olympic athlete out for a steep, mountainous run. I don't think either one of us enjoyed a single step of the session. It's one of those workouts that is difficult from start to finish. Or, as we would say, it just plain sucks. There's no other way to describe it. Ironically, I took another Olympic athlete out to run the exact same course over 15 years ago. It sucked that day just as much as it sucked yesterday. Nothing has changed in that regard. It was difficult then, it's difficult now, and it will continue to be for as long as we run it. It doesn't matter when I run the mountain. It will always be tough. And it's not just difficult because it's steep. More importantly, it's difficult because I'm always going to push myself to do the best that I can. Therefore, even though I might run faster today than I did 15 years ago, I'm still pushing myself to the best of my ability. That doesn't change whether I become a better runner or not. As long as I do the best that I can, I will always be challenged. When you give everything you have, it doesn't matter what you started with. You still have nothing left when you're finished. That holds true whether you're a beginner or a seasoned professional. it never feels easy to give everything you've got. Hard work is hard. I'm not suggesting that we don't have fun in the gym. As hard as we work, there are certainly times when we joke around and have fun. I hope that this doesn't suggest otherwise. The real point that I'd like to convey is that hard work will always be hard. It's not supposed to be easy. And while that might sound like common sense, I'm always amazed at how many athletes have been fooled to believe otherwise. They actually believe the work is supposed to get easier. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Final thoughts. In summary, the goal isn't for the work to become easier, but rather for you to become better. That only happens when you continue to work. Just because what was hard last year is easier today doesn't mean that the work has gotten easier. It simply highlights the fact that you've improved, thus need to work harder. The sooner you recognize this simple fact, the sooner you'll stop chasing a fantasy. Hard work will always be hard. Don't be turned off by this simple truth. Instead, you should learn to embrace it. Know that by continuing to push yourself, you'll continue to push yourself beyond mediocrity. That's all I need to know to keep enduring the suck. Quote, "You have come into a hard world. I know of only one easy place in it, and that is the grave." Henry Ward Beecher. You just listened to the post titled, "It Never Gets Easier," by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What Ross said in his article is why I believe so many struggle with taking that first step towards achieving their fitness goals. Many feel like every step of every workout is awful. They don't feel good doing it. So they ask themselves, why waste the time and energy doing something that I hate in the first place? Well, because as Ross said, the good comes after. The problem is, as human beings, we aren't always skilled at thinking about our future selves. We are so often consumed by what's happening to us today and tomorrow, we forget that our future self is waiting and hoping that we'll invest the time and energy to ensure that our future self will exist someday. I hope that made sense. What I'm trying to say is we need to put in the time and effort now, even though it may suck, to increase our chances of having a better tomorrow. In fact, I'll leave you with this thought. It's one of my favorite quotes. Do something today for which your future self will thank you. Speaking of thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.